That's amazing how sharp he is.
50 years calling. Play calling for the Suns.
And recall a game that happened 45 years ago.
Yeah.
I wonder if he remembers the first game. He must.
That's absolutely incredible. Always a pleasure to spend time with Mr. McCoy, that's for sure. Sal Cicado, we're going to move from, we are broadcasting from Sanderson Ford. Got a lot of things going on today. But we are a home improvement show, and we probably ought to get to home improvement here sooner or later. If you have a question about doors or windows, you can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. One of the things we try and do as every Arizona homeowner's best friend is publish a newsletter that goes out to over about 20,000 homes every Thursday. And it talks about what we're going to talk about on air that Saturday. And we're talking about windows today. And it's kind of one of my soapboxes. It's kind of one of the things I'm passionate about. So we brought in our Rosie Certified Door and Window Specialist from Dunright Windows and Doors, Sal Cicado. Sal, you've joined us before. We always enjoy having you back in. Thanks, man.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, we've certainly seen an evolution of window materials and products in your and my involvement in the industry.
Correct.
Man, I still blush a little bit. I still feel a little bit guilty for the windows we were installing in homes in Arizona back in the 60s and the 70s.
I wasn't part of that.
well, okay, I'll just feel guilty by myself then. But we were putting in single-pane windows.
Technology's best at the time, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know, a kilowatt back then cost 2.5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have a whole summer cooling, you know, your
for
summer cooling
bucks.
Bill is like, you know, $60. But we were putting in very thin aluminum-framed windows that act like a radiator.
Absolutely.
Bring the heat straight in. It takes the heat, amplifies it, then sends it into your house, and we would fill those aluminum frames with clear, single pane, as thin as possible.
and that single pane glass magnifies the heat as well.
It magnifies the heat as well.
Uh-huh.
And that was a sin.
Energy efficiency wasn't a big concern back in the 60s.
It really wasn't. I mean, and it started getting traction in the 70s and 80s, and the window manufacturers started coming around. We went dual pane.
Mm-hmm. Mid-80s to early 90s.
Then we started tinting.
Yep, early 90s. It first started with the bronze glass.
The bronze glass. Then we started inserting invisible gas that you can't tell is there.
I don't know when that happened.
But the argon infused gas that it's invisible. You can't see it, can't smell it, can't tell it's there, but they charge you extra for putting it in.
Where do they even mine it from?
I don't know where argon comes from. Really.
I have no clue.
That is a great, great question. And then they could never guarantee that it doesn't leak out, what they're going to charge you up for.
Well, I guess you can always have the window tested later to see.
Well, and then they just started including it for free. I mean, then everybody just said, we're just going to give this to you.
So, well, that's maybe a little unique to us. We're the ones that give it away for free. So I think other companies do charge for us.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Now, I got my chops busted 20 years ago by a lot of window people when I kept telling people, don't install vinyl windows. Don't install vinyl windows.
There was nothing wrong with saying that.
But I'm not so set in my ways I can't be convinced different. Vinyl is one of the products that has come a long way.
Well,
from where it was 20 years ago.
Absolutely, yes. That it has. And today's topic, I believe, is vinyl versus fiberglass,
yes.
Correct? Fiberglass is by far a superior product, but if we are talking about vinyl, there are some good vinyl products that are suitable for a majority of homes, and they will last a long time, depending on the shape, size, and operation. So it really depends on the maximum size of the window, because the vinyl is going to be a lot softer than fiberglass.
It's not my biggest objection to vinyl, but one of my still objections to vinyl is you can spot a vinyl window from about 4 miles away. They're just so big, clunky, chunky.
Well, that depends.
The frames.
That depends on the installation style and the frame of the actual product. So when you see that huge frame on the exterior and a lot of frame versus glass, that means that they kept the existing perimeter frame intact, utilized a new window that had a fin on it that overhung the existing perimeter frame and most likely a little bit of the stucco, and that's where you have a large reveal of the frame on the exterior. So that is something that is a look that you could actually have with any other product as well, being an aluminum clad, being a fiberglass product. It's all about determining what kind of installation. Oh, I'm sorry, let me back up. What kind of look you're looking for.
I'm never looking for that look.
Well, to each their own. People come from California, and that's all that they want.
Everyone's different. The big, clunky, junky window frames?
To each their own.
Wow.
Yeah, I have an opinion myself, but everyone else does as well.
I can express my opinion. So you have to live in California to like that?
No.
We'll be back with Sal Sicato of Dunright Windows and Doors talking about windows primarily today, or any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin.